Fruit grow, rose bushes scent, trees be tall, concrete crack, grass sway, nature has no delay. The basketball hoop gets webs, the racquetballs stay, some leaves slay. The cat in peace, what it can do is the least. These memories can't be taken away from me, not even a beast.
Well, hello, and in case you didn't know, my name is Bob, and I live an unfavorable life, like being made out in the most cheapest soccer ball factory, where everything is made up of plastic and not out of leather. And when I took one glance at the factory, it was horrific, and everything was rusty. And then I went to Sport's basement, which seemed and sounded like a pretty nice store. But it was even worse than the factory. And every single day, I see a rat crawling down the hallways or a scorpion sleeping inside the shoe.
Well, so far you're telling me that you have lived a bitter life and it seems it just can't get worse. But is there worse things that have happened to you?
Well, the worst thing that has happened to me ever was my first competitive game. I was being hit on the goalpost tons of times. And this may seem unusual, but I am afraid of heights. I also felt like the entire game I was in the air or being hit on the goalpost by the players. I also disliked when those cruel goalkeepers hit me up in the air. And sometimes I feel like that I am in the clouds. And it made me so sick that I even thought of being in the trash can once. But then my brother Juan, who was on the other soccer field, cheered me up and I continued on with the journey.
Well, after that mean thing that you stated, tell me some things that you are proud of and what is your dream in your lifetime?
Well, things I am proud of and still will be proud of is being used in the World Championship for soccer for the entire world for 10-year-olds. And I felt for once the happiness which will always stay there. Another happy thing that's happened to me was when I would become a soccer ball for one of the best youth teams in the United States. I also liked the part when I was being used by a professional soccer player named Cristiano Ronaldo, but all I could hear were people shrieking his name.
Well, thank you for talking with us today, soccer ball, and see you next time on Channel 7.
Hello. Today we are having a very important guest, Patricia the softball.
Hi, thanks for having me, Jeff. I'm excited to be here.
Well, let's hear a little about your life. Where are you originally from?
I was originally from a factory in Massachusetts. Then I lived in Dick's Sporting Goods. I wasn't there for long because I was in the front of the shelf. It wasn't fun living at Dick's. It was fun living at I got to know all the other softballs in my bucket. However, it was hard at first when we got picked up because we got shaken up a bit. Whenever we got picked up, everyone yelled, "Earthquake, we're all gonna die!"
Do you have any fears about the bucket?
Well, I do have one, but it's not about the bucket. I'm scared of being ripped apart like a little baby zebra to a pack of hungry lions.
Oh, wow. Do you have anything else terrifying for me to hear?
Well, no, but can you answer me one little question? Where do all the broken, ripped, and old softballs go?
In the trash, of course.
So you're saying that there are a bunch of old, broken, and ripped softballs piled up in the middle of nowhere?
Well, yeah. Let's change the topic. What are your greatest hopes and memories?
Okay, then. Well, probably my first pitch ever, and it was a home run over the center field fence. It was awesome. And my greatest dream is to be used for college softball, but I am too small. Now, can we get back to talking about where the old softballs go?
Oh, that's all the time we have. Goodbye.
Welcome back to Talking with Fake or Nah.
Hello, my name is Sandy, and I'm a window. I was once a bucket of sand on a beach in San Diego. Children played and played with me. I was a happy bucket of sand.
What happened after that? Was there anything bad in your life?
Well, after the beach got closed down, I got taken to a place where I turned into me, a window. The process was very scary, but I got through it. It reminded me of a TV show I saw.
What TV show was it?
It was like how it's made. It was about how a window is made. I think I'm a G64 window. At least that's what is said in my tag on the store.
So you got made a window, then sold at a hardware store. Do you know what store you got sold at?
I got sold at Office Depot. At least I think that's what it's called.
Well, I could clearly see that coming. It is called Office Depot. What happened after you were bought at the store?
Repairs.
What kind of repairs?
All of them. The people who bought me had kids, and they were all troublemakers. They fought all day and night. After a few days went by, I was watching the children when I saw two of them get up. They looked like they were up to no good. Then, suddenly, I got broken.
Oh, that must have been horrible. That's all the time we have today.
My name is Sandy, and I'm a soccer ball. I was made in a factory in Fresno, and then I was transported to Nike in San Jose. A 10-year-old girl came to Nike about 1 year ago and saw me sitting on a stand, and right then, she knew I was the one. I just love my job.
What's your job?
Well, my job is to make kids happy and get their energy out.
Do you have any big dreams?
I have one big dream, and that is to be in the World Cup.
Is there anything stopping you from being in the World Cup?
I am not the right size, and I remember that the factory that I came from was only making balls that were many different sizes, but the size for the World Cup.
Do you have any fears?
I actually have two fears: penalty kicks and being offsides.
If you had a choice, would you like to stay a soccer ball or become something else?
If I had the choice, I would want to stay a soccer ball because I love putting smiles on kids' faces.
Well, thank you, Sandy. Have a good day.
Thank you.
I'm Steve. I'm a bit rusty, but I'm only 2 years old. I don't remember much about the past. I remember being in a big box with wheels. And as humans call them, trucks. I think someone sold me, but I don't remember much.
Tell me a little bit about how you see things, about your perspective on the world.
Well, I have seen different neighborhoods. I usually spy on people, though I would prefer staying inside all the time. They leave me all alone all the time, where I get drenched out in the rain.
Do you remember much about your childhood?
Not that much, but I remember meeting this other girl named Bob. He bragged about himself a lot and was mean.
Any other memories or fears you would like to share?
Yes, I do have a big fear for trucks. They smush things. But my worst memory is when my best friend Benny was bought.
Do you have any dreams that you would like to accomplish?
Yes. My dream is to go in the national drone competition in the neighborhood. Do you know what happens to any drones if they get thrown away and into the dump?
Yes, they go into the dump and never get seen again, left all alone. Anything else you would like to mention?
Nope.
Steve, thank you for your time, and I will see you later.
Hello, I'm Billy, a red Xbox controller. Scuff is my company, best in the biz, as the price states. I come from a factory owned by Bill Gates. I still don't know who that is, but he sounds cool. Yeah, but then I went to GameStop and was bought by the biggest rager ever.
What is it like being an Xbox controller, Billy?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of fun when I'm being played properly, but when they spam the controller, it's so much for me to process so quickly, and if they lose, well, sometimes they slam me into the ground, and it's horrible, but it's always fun when I get new batteries.
Wow, that's terrible. I'm sorry. I guess it's hard to control anger. What is your dream, Billy?
My dream is to be played at a professional level where they don't button slam or slam me into the floor, any of that stuff.
We all know that's not gonna happen. What do you do when you're not being played?
Well, I mostly hang out with the other Xbox controllers. We have fun, but when we get into fight, it gets real ugly. We take out batteries and power each other off. It hurts really bad.
Well, that's all the time we have for this interview. Bye.
Hello, I'm here with a book named Benny. Let's get to know him.
Hello, I'm Benny the Book. I belong to Palo Alto City Library, and I've been there for about 4 years. I'm a book for kids 7 and up, and I'm all about mystery.
Can you tell me anything about your birth or, you know, start of your life?
I sure do. I remember this big building called a library. This person put me on a shelf and then took me out again later. She opened me and started reading my pages that were full of words. I just love words.
I see. How about your greatest fears?
My greatest fears are probably ripped pages or, you know, the dog ears that are on when you bookmark my pages, or toddlers. Oh, I hate toddlers. They're the worst. Like when you're reading a book and this small, youngest child shows up and then starts drooling all over me, yuck.
It seems that you have some problems, but can you say anything about your hopes or dreams?
Well, I don't really think of that much. My dream will probably be to last forever, even though I'm a little bit ripped. The oldest book I know is many years old. Ever heard of a dictionary? After that, I've never really thought of any of my dreams or hopes.
What is the things that make you extremely happy or your favorite moment in life?
The things that make me really, really happy are when the people who read me don't just read my story because they're forced to. They read my story because they love it. They love the mystery of it, or they love what I'm all about. You don't get the same feeling when you just read because you're told to.
Thank you for coming. Bye.
Thank you for having me.
The valley. A valley with green grass, bright colored flowers sway, a cloudless blue sky, and a twirling yellow sun. A running stream of water, very clear, the wonderful sounds it makes very easy to hear. Blue birds chirping, singing a song, easy to sing and dance along. My grandpa standing, waiting for me, holding a rose as red as can be. The air smelled like flowers. The grass was soft and smooth. There were trees with juicy red apples as sweet as can be. The air blew gently. The flowers swayed. No worries to come when the valley showed the fun it made.